The third-party vendors who worked on the registration software are now fixing the vulnerability that allowed someone to see another person's personal info.
When we are confident that the site is secure, we'll put it back online.
Department of Technology Services spokesperson Stephanie Wedeling says the info didn't have social security details or complete credit card numbers, but still, there were too many personal details to be shared. They don't know if anyone searched through the site to mine for data, but they've requested the log files to hopefully see if that happened.
Our security team will comb through the log files to see what they can find.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.